Our elected officials are considering enacting a fairness doctrine that would require radio to give equal access to opposing viewpoints. The management of this station agrees. Therefore, whenever you hear a, we'll provide balance with a, if someone mentions
melons,
we'll be sure someone says
wiener.
And when someone is funny and entertaining, we'll be sure to do the exact opposite and bring you,
for the most entertaining talk anywhere, stay tuned to LA Talk Radio. Your real talk station. Your real 24 hours of commercial-free programming.
Consumers are lining up today to be the first to purchase Sony's brand new stupid piece of shit that doesn't do the goddamn thing it's fucking supposed to. Onion News Network Tech Trends reporter Jeff Tate has more.
Thanks, Brandon. It's being called the biggest fucking waste of your hard-earned money to come along in years. Sony's new stupid box thing hit the shelves at crowded malls and overpriced electronics stores around the country today.
It's got a whole bunch more memory and megapixels and whatnot than any of the other TV shit that I already have. I can't wait to get home and spend my whole fucking night trying to figure the goddamn thing out.
If you can somehow claw and bite your way through the impossible-to-open packaging, this stupid piece of shit offers a wide variety of frustrating-as-hell functions, including flashing random fucking words and numbers on its display screen, not coming with the fucking little doohickey thing it's supposed to, and being goddamned ass-backward as fuck. Sony spokesman Alan Compton said the company designed this sucking fucking goddamn thing to make everyone in the modern home want to tear their fucking eyeballs out.
We listened hard to what our customers said they wanted the most out of their own home entertainment system, and then we pumped out this impossible-to-use fucking piece of shit.
Anyone mystified by the device's numerous extraneous features can scroll through the interactive help menu, a labyrinthine maze of indecipherable topics of use to fucking no one.
We want people to be screaming in unison from houses across the country, "Work, work, you cocksucking piece of shit. What is wrong with you? Why can't you work like a normal machine?"
With a $100 million nationwide campaign to plaster irritating-ass advertisements for the retarded hunk of garbage every single goddamn place you look, Sony is expecting it to become the next fucking gizmo you absolutely have to fucking own if you don't want to feel like a toothless hillbilly living in some hillbilly shack somewhere.
I love bullshit like this. You know, Basically, I'll buy any goddamn thing that I see in an ad.
The fucking piece of shit is available now.
Fuck.
So run out and pick one up and invite all of your friends over to see if any of them can figure out this motherfucking time vampire. Unless one of them is a rocket scientist, Sony pretty much guarantees they'll have no chance. For the Onion News Network, I'm Jeff Tate.
Thanks, Jeff. Sony says they plan to release an upgraded 800 gigabyte version of this piece of shit by the end of the year, just when you figured out the goddamn remote control for this one. It never ends, this shit.
You are listening to the most original talk radio station anywhere. We are LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com.
Investigators are still sorting out a four-hearse crash. It's the Onion Radio News. This is Doyle Redland reporting. Emergency crews are scratching their heads at this hour after a four-hearse collision this morning left them unable to sort out the recently dead from the already dead. Police Officer John Pullman says the semi-liquid heap of death, both old and new, is unlike any he's seen in his 15 years on the force. Lieutenant Pullman joins us live at the scene. Sir, what can you tell us about the accident?
There's blood and body parts everywhere. Right now, we're just hoping to put the paying customer bodies in one pile and go from there.
Lieutenant, is there any danger that an organ donation truck will crash into this multi-hearse pileup and splatter the entire scene with even more lungs and livers?
That wouldn't be good, sir.
Thank you, officer. Our hearts and prayers go out to some of the victims. Doyle Redland for The Onion Radio News, online at theonion.com.
This station presents Real American Heroes.
Real American Heroes.
Today, we salute you, Mr. Once-A-Year Romantic.
Mr. Once-A-Year Romantic.
You bought her the flowers, the chocolates, and paid for dinner. But now, Valentine's Day is over, so it's back to your usual Whitman sampler of slovenly, unkept, unromantic behavior.
I love you, now be quiet, the game is on.
A whole night of not checking out women's butts, impressive.
At least I didn't get caught looking at their chest.
So the next time you witness a man take a woman out on that special night, and the next day go right back to taking her for granted, nod your head in acknowledged insensitivity to Mr. Once-a-Year Romantic, a real American hero.
Mr. Once-a-Year Romantic.
Because nothing says I love you like, woman, get me another beer.
From high atop the LA Talk Radio building, it's time for Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Sam and Susie in the Morning.
Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday. We're back live on the air. February 17th, and Susie's about to cry.
I'm about to cry.
Oh. Well, before you do that, let's bring in our guest this morning. We have our own Johnny Dam. I'm always excited when you come in, man.
I was looking forward to coming in today. Yeah. Driving in the traffic in the rain, love it.
Really?
I've never done a show with Susie, and she's leaving. And by the way, folks, she's crying because I've been punching her in the neck.
Yeah. You guys never met in person?
Yeah, we have.
A couple of times.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Okay, but you never get to talk or anything.
No, it was just a drunken kiss.
Yeah.
Johnny, I do have to say, the funniest thing I think I've ever heard you say about me was when I made a comment about having left my vibrator in New York, and you were like, what do you use now? Like a jackhammer with a boxing glove on it?
That's actually a copyrighted by me.
That was fucking hysterical. You know what? I think that's probably the one thing that I have not tried.
I would ask for it by name. I do believe Shay at Lilo is going to have them design one, as a matter of fact.
Yeah. Do you remember we talked about Lilo the other day and you liked the stuff on the,
yes?
On the web?
Oh, my God. They have, it's like $4,000, but it's absolutely stunning. It's a gold, 18-karat gold vibrator.
Yeah.
Okay, I've never heard stunning and vibrator in the same sentence.
Oh, my God.
I've heard shocking and vibrator, but never stunning and vibrator.
Oh, God, it's amazing. It's so amazing. I put it on my Valentine's wish list, but I didn't get it.
Now, do you really think that the orgasm would be that much better because it was 18-karat gold?
Fuck yeah.
She'd make it better.
Well, wouldn't you be depressed to find out everything turned green because it wasn't real gold?
Oh, my God. Imagine, you know, if you wear like a cheap ring on your finger, how your finger turns green. Imagine if my vagina turned green.
And it ain't St. Patty's Day, folks.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ. On a different note, it's my sister's birthday today, so I just wanted to give her a shout out.
Oh, happy birthday, Mimi, right?
Yes, happy birthday, Mimi. She's 28 today.
Awesome.
Is she as randy as you?
No, she's a doctor.
She's the exact opposite of Susie.
Mimi, I'm sorry. I got nothing.
You got nothing. No, seriously. She's a good girl.
Yeah. So, Susie, you walk in here on verge of tears. What's going on in your mind right now? You are 3 days away from taking off.
I almost finished packing yesterday. So it's kind of like becoming really real. Like I look in my closet and there's like nothing hanging in my closet. And then I realized I was like, fuck. I was like, I forgot to leave clothes out for the next 3 days.
Oh. Wear the same things. No one will know.
Really?
No, no one's care. They're going to be too busy staring at your tits and ass. They don't care.
Okay, that's a good point. But I didn't even leave out good tits or ass pants.
Oh, see, yeah, that's poor planning.
I know. So now I'm going to have to go back and like unpack some shit. And I'm like, ugh, what the fuck?
Yeah. What's going on with the car? She's taking the car out of the country. Do you believe it?
Are you?
I mean, if the bank owns it, can you take the car out?
As long as you make payments, I guess. I don't know, to
really?
Be honest. Yeah, I've stolen every car I've ever owned,
really?
So I really don't know.
But Susie managed to take hers out, believe it or not.
Yeah, it turns out I have the only bank that gives you, or because it's USAA, it's a military bank. And basically, because they have a lot of people, you know, as customers that get deployed, it's the only bank like in the country that you actually are allowed to take the car legally with you.
Wow, I did not know that. Now, yeah. I've been to Afghanistan and Iraq and didn't see a lot of people with their cars over there.
No, I think they stick to like Humvees over there. No, but you know, like a deployment to Germany for like 3 or 4 years,
yeah.
People can bring their car and shit like that. So.
So to take your car overseas, did it have to get shots or anything like that?
You know what? My current boyfriend.
Current being the key word because of Susie.
Shit.
Seriously.
Baby, I love you. I didn't mean
which
that.
Which one are you talking about?
Well, I did have a new one on Saturday night.
Yeah.
And I did tell current boyfriend that I gave a Mormon a blowjob on Thursday morning.
You did?
Yeah.
You ever
wow.
feel about doing something for the local comedian here? because I got a couple hours between shows.
Yeah, she'll dispense blowjobs like there's no tomorrow.
I'll buy you a chicken sandwich, really.
He did my taxes, so.
I'm offering a chicken sandwich. Yeah. That's more satisfying than taxes.
I want corned beef.
Yeah, Johnny will even do your taxes for you.
No, they're already done. Yeah. I want corned beef.
I haven't done my taxes in 3 years. I'm not doing hers.
For a blowjob, I don't know. You'll learn how to do it.
No, but that was seriously funny because Daniel called. I was out bowling. I forget what night, maybe Thursday night or something. And then Daniel calls when I'm in the middle of my bowling game. And by the way, I scored 18. I don't know. I think I might have told you that.
No, you didn't even tell me you went bowling.
Yeah, I went bowling.
Was that the age of the scorekeeper?
Oh, man. 18-year-olds are fun. What? Sorry. Did I say that? Never mind.
It's okay. They're not teens anymore.
I prefer their moms. I prefer their moms. Yeah, because the 18-year-olds go, ooh, what are you doing? Their moms go, oh, three more.
Yeah.
I was.
How about doing them both? Now, there you go.
Yeah, that's what I need to do is disappoint and talk to two women at the same time.
Yeah.
I was so bad. Like, back in the day, I actually had this, he was my busboy from the time he was, like, 15 until he was 18. And I just watched him, like, slowly grow up. And, I mean, this poor kid, I completely corrupted him. I would close the bar down, put, like, lines of cocaine out with all my friends. And we'd just be, like, doing coke at the bar and just, like, wasted all the time. He would have to, like, carry me back to my apartment, this poor little kid. And then one day, I was, like, so somber. And he was 18. I'm like, Lily, I'm like, will you please bring over some aloe? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, please rub it all over me. And he's just like,
I already know the end of that story.
I can totally relate.
I hope he brought pants.
Oh my God. Yeah, that poor kid. He actually just called me the other day and he's like, Suze, he's like, you don't know what you turned me into. He's like, dude. I'm like, oh my God, I don't want to know.
Yeah. He called you dude. Okay, clearly I know what you turned him into. Yeah.
But no, that's the way they talk today. I mean, girls call each other dude.
Yes, definitely.
Right? Yeah.
I call everyone dude.
With my daughter and shit.
Yeah. Totally dude.
Johnny, but we're from another generation altogether.
Aren't we, though?
No, but so I wanted to tell you guys. So I'm out bowling and my phone rings, like, while I'm like mid, you know, gutter ball. And then I run outside and it's Daniel. And so I start talking to him and I decide I have to confess to him that I gave my Mormon friend the blowjob. And he's like, what? He's like, you fucking cheeky slut. And I was like, oh, thanks. You know, very nice of you.
Well, what did you expect him to
say?
Well,
you did give a Mormon a blowjob. Had it been like a regular guy, that probably would have been okay. But a Mormon, that's crossing a line.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did you get to see the magic underwear? Oh,
he doesn't wear magic underwear.
Were the other wives watching? That must have been, I mean, now, were you sitting in the basket or on the seat of the bicycle?
We were actually in my bed.
What did he do with that black tie? Did he tie the hands up with that thing?
He tied it around my neck now.
Oh. Actually, that's supposed to go around him while he's getting pleasure.
Oh, yes,
asphyxiation only works one way.
Yeah.
I love getting asphyxiated. Yeah. I don't know what it is. It's amazing.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you're going to go back there, and this guy's not going to be happy about the shit you've been
doing. He's very happy.
Yeah?
Yes.
That's okay. She's going to fall in love with the moving guy anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Actually, you know what?
Or the pilot or the guy at the
That does bring up another funny story. So back when I was living in Massachusetts, I was stressing out, and I was at my bar, and I'm like, you know, telling one of my customers, I'm like, Richie, I'm like, this really sucks. I really don't want to fucking pack. I really don't want to fucking move. The next day at 8 in the morning, I get a knock on my door. It was a pack and move service. And I'm like, you've got to be kidding me. And, you know, Richie was like, here you go, sweetheart. I know you're stressed out. So I hired the pack and move service. So I got to sit on my couch, drink a fucking mimosa, bottle of champagne. What? and, like, tell the moving people, like, oh, put that in this box. Put that over there. But they were four hot guys that showed up. Next thing you know, I'm sleeping with Bob.
Bow, wow, wow, bow, chicka, wow.
Seriously, like, I called off of work that night. I went surfing with the guys. And then the next thing you know, I'm sleeping with Bob. So,
but Richie, the guy who paid for all this, is out of the picture completely. he's back home rubbing one out and crying on the couch.
Actually, you're very right about that. Oh, man.
Yeah. All I can say is you get close to Susie, you get close to the fire, you know?
Or my vagina.
Yes, it's like at your own risk.
God, I'm just like 3 days late.
I know, you should have come in like 8 months ago.
No, my wife's a witch and Italian. I fuck around, she turns my penis into a toad.
Actually, you know what? I didn't know that Rhonda was your wife.
Yep.
She's pretty fucking hot.
Yes, I married way above my station.
How the fuck did you get her?
Whoa. When she wakes up in the morning, her coffee is waiting for her.
It better be.
It
better be fucking hot, too.
I'm one hell of a cook.
Okay.
And I support her in all of her endeavors. Completely.
Mm. And he's funny. Right? Women like funny.
I am funny. Yeah, I do make her laugh. Yes. I do make her laugh. I might add that I eat pussy like a lesbian.
Really?
Yes, yes. I've been told that by several women.
So how about that chicken sandwich?
And more like a lesbian with chapped lips. Yeah. Gentle but furious.
A lesbian with chapped lips. Speaking of lesbians. No, I'm serious. Speaking of fucking lesbians, I was supposed to go on a date with a girl on Valentine's Day.
Really?
Yes. And I got Thai.
Oh, okay. So what does that have to do with lesbianism?
Well, I was all excited. I thought it was going to be like a hot lesbian date.
Really? Did you plan on that?
Thai.
Yeah, she was here on Friday. She was a guest, a contender for a co-host, although she's disappeared off the face of the earth.
Because you stood her up on Valentine's Day.
No, she fucking stood me up.
Really?
God damn it. I was so upset. I was like, really? I was actually kind of contemplating like hooking up with her. I don't know if she goes that way, but I was kind of...
She is pretty hot, Johnny.
She's probably lying in a ditch somewhere with a moist vagina.
Yeah, there you go.
No, but I fucking got all dressed up. I had like my really cute like red Valentine's dress on. I had my hair all done and my makeup. And so then we had been texting all day, and it was like, okay, well, do you want to meet me at this party, or should I meet you here, or do you want to come to my house? And she's like, why don't you pick me up? It's on the way to this place. And I'm like, okay, cool. So I go home. I get all dressed up. I say to my roommate, I'm like, how do I look? She's like, oh, let me fix that. Okay, she's like, you look fabulous. And I'm like, oh my god, I'm so excited. I'm going on a date with a girl. and so then I fucking drive to her house. Her house doesn't exist. You know, the number that she gave me, like, was in between two different numbers. And I'm like, I'm standing there in the street, like, with my phone. This was so sad. I was like, I feel like such a loser in my red Valentine's dress, walking up and down the street, looking for her house, calling her, no answer, texting her, no answer, for like 45 minutes.
Wow, that's disgusting.
Now, let's get back to the red Valentine's dress. how long
was it? It was pretty short, but...
thigh highs?
I don't wear anything that long.
No. Were you wearing thigh-high stockings?
No.
Oh, because those are just...
I was wearing black fuck-me boots and a short red dress.
The CFMs.
My nipples looked great.
Yeah?
Yeah. And I got fucking stood up. So...
Johnny's about to ejaculate all over.
I'm still waiting for my Steelers win the Super Bowl sex, so yeah.
But so I ended up finding a new boyfriend that night, and I was like, fuck girls, this is bullshit. And so I went to a Burning Man party and took ecstasy and cocaine and mushrooms and found a new date for the evening.
Yeah. So, how do you take all that and still are able to...
Function?
Yeah.
She just has to lie there. It's a guy that can't take all that stuff.
Exactly. I just need a hand in my vagina.
You can't push a piece of string. That's what I'm saying. The spirit is willing, the body is weak.
I have so tried that before, and it really doesn't work. Like, after you have sex with a boy, and you're just like, come on, I want to have sex again. Like, really, that was it? And then you try and, like, push that limp dick inside of you, and it's just
it doesn't go.
No,
it's the worst thing in the world.
Yeah.
You're, like, slapping it around. It's
like trying to stuff a marshmallow in there, you know?
Well, the really tough part is the guy's asleep while she's doing this.
Hey, that's not a bad way to wake up, right?
No, it's not.
So where were you getting all these drugs now?
People just kept giving them to me.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see why.
I mean, she's so fucking lucky. You know, she goes through life without spending a penny. People give her drinks and food and
actually, it cost $50 to get into this fucking event. And I get there and I was like, I don't have any money. The guy in line behind me was like, you look like you're going to have a really good time if you go in here. He's like, I'll pay for you. I'm like, $50? You're going to pay $50 for a girl you don't even know?
Yeah.
And he's like, yeah. So I go in. I was like, thanks, dude. Bye.
God, men are so fucking stupid.
Another guy is crying on the couch while he rubs one out. The way you go through life is called hapless.
Hapless, yes, yes.
Yeah.
You got a guardian angel.
To nobody, yeah.
You got a guardian angel that's just going through tubes of hand lotion right now. I swear to God.
No, I'm like a fucking cat. I've got like 9 lives or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
but seriously,
you really do.
I took the mushrooms at, like, the last, and I had to be at work for a 3-year-old's birthday party at 10 o'clock in the morning. So I took the freaking mushrooms at 5 in the morning. So by the time I'm driving home, they had just kicked in, and it was like, whoa, 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 whoa. And I'm like, motherfucker. I'm like, why did I fucking take mushrooms? Jesus Christ. This is like a 10-hour trip.
Were you hallucinating?
Hours. Yes.
Well, on your bike? You were riding your bike, right?
No.
Oh, your car.
I was my car.
So why did you say 10 hours? Was it that far?
But no, I said the
drugs... The trip lasts that long.
Oh.
The drug... Well, it stays in your body for that long.
No, but how long was the drive?
Like, it felt like 10 hours.
Okay.
The drive was probably like 20 minutes.
Okay. Felt like 10
I'm wondering
hours.
What the hell you're doing at a 3-year-old's birthday party. Hand job? What?
I nanny.
She's a nanny, yeah.
Wow. When I was a kid, I had this fat, ugly old lady named Ruby. who took me with her to get her cancer treatments at UCLA.
Can you imagine how corrupted these kids are going to be?
Oh, my.
No, these kids are very... The parents all hired me. I work for two families, actually.
Very happy dads.
Yeah, there you go. Oh, yeah, you wouldn't know.
But whatever. So, yeah, the parents, they love that I'm very eccentric and, you know, kind of crazy and out there, and that I expose their kids to things that they normally wouldn't get from, like, an El Salvadorian nanny.
Like titties.
Like boobies, yes.
Stuff like that.
No, actually, one of the kids, Ethan, he came up to me the other day, and he stuck his hand in my shirt. He's like, Doozy, he's like, do you have boobies? And I was like, I'm supposed to.
Yeah. Kinda.
I'm like, maybe a little bit. Nipple on a rib, what?
Okay, let me ask. This is my theory, and it's being married four times. I think I have
four?
Some. I have some case
you
history.
You have not.
Yes, I have been.
Four times?
Yes, I have. Yes.
Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You're worse than me.
Yes. My wife's been married three.
Holy fuck.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. I've been with women with large breasts and small breasts. And yes. I have found that the women with smaller breasts have more sensitive nipples versus the women with large breasts who just look at it and go, yeah, stop that.
Yeah, I have to agree with that. Yeah.
I love my nipples getting played with more than anything.
Because,
in the world.
Look, the nipple is a major part of the boob, you know, so that, I think that's why. You know, when you have like a really giant tit. And
that's like 5 pounds of fat, you know, with a nipple attached to it.
You know, there's not much sensation there, I don't think.
Yes. Okay, so that's another one for my... See, I've got a government grant.
You're
and
taking
I'm doing
statistics.
Yes, I am. And, yes. And the government's funding this.
Okay.
I'm getting another check from the stimulus package, actually.
Oof.
So you're just helping validify my work.
Excellent. No, but for the longest time, I actually never liked my boobs getting played with when I was, like, younger than I am, because I was always self-conscious. I was like, boys, you know what? They don't like my small boobs, this and that. Mm-hmm. Like, don't touch them. Now I've fucking gotten over that, and I fucking love it, man.
Yeah. The guys don't care. We're just happy to be on the field.
Exactly.
Yes. Really. I wonder if he thinks my thighs are fat. No, he wonders if your pussy is wet. He doesn't care about your thighs. He doesn't care. No, we don't
and if
care.
If it's not wet, you can always go,
Yeah. Women go, gee, I wonder if he thinks I'm brushing my teeth too short a time. We don't give a shit. We don't care.
So long as you have a mouth.
Yeah. We're only fixated on one thing, and that's it.
Brush your teeth? Fuck it. Here's an Altoid. Let's get to work.
Oh, my God. I had lunch yesterday with Evan and with one of his old high school buddies, this Peruvian guy who's super hot named Carlos. And we were both just sitting, the three of us were sitting there, like, at the griddle. We were just going back and forth telling these stories. Dude, I fucked this chick with a mustache. Dude, I fucked this, like, other chick. And, like, I'm listening to their stories.
That weren't no chick.
Maybe in South America it is, yeah.
But I'm just fucking dying laughing. And then they both just stopped. And they're like, Susie, they're like, if you were any other girl in the world, we could not be having this conversation right now. They're like, you're great. And I'm like, thanks, guys. But Carlos was telling me, he's like, so he woke up the other day with a massively, like, obese chick. And he didn't know where he was, but he was just with this chick. And it's like, really? Like, has that ever happened to you guys? You woke up and you were just with someone that was disgusting?
No.
No, it never happened to me. I mean,
you're both lying.
I was awake.
No.
You're both lying.
I woke up after 8 years of marriage and realized I was somebody disgusting. But no, I've never done a one-nighter in my life. I've never done a one-nighter. No, I haven't. Yeah. I have to be somewhat connected to the individual before I can do anything.
Let's see what
like
the scholar
your four wives?
Wants. Hold
yes,
on.
Exactly.
Good morning. You're on the air. It's Sam, Susie, and Johnny.
Hey, it's Eric McEnroth.
Hello.
Eric McEnroth. How are you, Eric?
Eric, who doesn't return phone calls. Yes, what's up, Eric?
I'm good. Well, neither do you. I thought I'd
catch him.
Wait a little bit.
Yeah. I'll be here when you get here. I will be bitch slapping you.
Yeah. Eric is going to be here today at 11, doing the downtown lounge, of course. And, so you will get a chance to look at him face to face.
That's one of the reasons why I'm calling in. I called you, Sam, like around 9, and I got on the freeway on 5, and I was stuck in traffic, and then it started hailing on my car, so I said, fuck this.
It's hailing?
Where, like Orange County?
In Orange County.
Really?
My balcony is covered with white little, you know, hail all over it, so.
Wow. Yeah, the radio station's fine. It's sunny here. Get your ass down here.
And I wish I would have known that. I didn't know how it was over there, but it probably would have took me forever to get from Irvine to
Studio. Yeah, that's
City,
a drive,
so.
Man. That's a drive.
That's what you get for living behind the orange curtain, fucker.
Well, then Robert calls me 10 minutes later, and he's stuck in Temecula. So he's fucked,
God bless
too.
You.
So we're both screwed, so.
Okay.
Oh, this makes great radio. Call in sick on the air.
It is, yeah. Why not? He figures we can do anything on this show. It's all garbage.
Speak for yourself.
I didn't mean to interrupt you guys talking about tits. You know, I didn't want to, because it was good, because I didn't want to call and interrupt, but I thought, you know what, I haven't heard from Sam yet.
Yeah.
And it's kind of ironic, the day that I don't go, and Johnny's in the studio there.
There you go. And you guys have known each other for a while, right?
I'd say about almost 10 years.
Wow, that's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah. Longer than all your marriages.
Yeah. Yes. Actually, Eric's been through a few of them, yes.
I'm sorry.
I've been married twice now, so.
Eric, this is awesome. Why don't you plug your shows? Do you have anything coming up soon?
No, he's not going to be here.
Well, he's a comedian as well.
He's a comedian. He does stand-up, yeah.
Next. Let's see, Monday I'll be at Hennessy's in Seal Beach with Laura Hayden.
Tell Laura I said hi.
And Thursday I'll be in Long Beach at the Sales Hotel in Long Beach with Vic Dunlop and Charles Sanchez.
Say something funny.
Vic Dunlop is very funny.
He's no Johnny Damn, but he's okay.
Yeah.
He's okay.
He's somewhere up there.
Is that at the Golden Sales?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. There used to be a room there when I first started doing comedy back in 91. It's cool to see that place up again.
Really?
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, Charles Sanchez. Do you know Charles Sanchez, Johnny?
No, I don't.
I know Dirty Sanchez.
That's what she's doing. That's how she's earning a chicken sandwich later on.
Yeah, there you go.
He just started up a comedy night last month, and it went really well. So this is his second month doing it.
Awesome.
Good.
Well, I know I definitely want to be at one of your shows there. I know you're pretty funny and stuff. So.
No, he's not. No, you're
not. He's not funny? Well, he's no Johnny Damn, but he's pretty funny. All right, Eric. Eric McEnroth with the Downtown Lounge.
Today. I really wanted to come in, and especially when I clicked on your show and I heard Johnny on, I thought, oh, shit.
Yeah, I was actually looking forward. I told Rhonda I was going to see you today and actually pin you down on a date for Disneyland. Eric works there. But
no way.
Tough shit for you, Susie. You're going to Australia.
Yeah,
fuck you.
There
you're
go.
Done. But
I'm free tomorrow.
Well, just let me know. And I told Sam, too, you know, you guys, let me know whatever date. I mean,
what do you do at Disneyland?
Really bad, you know. In July and August, I have blackout dates pretty much both months.
I have blackout dates every night.
Susie's going to have a blackout lunch after the show.
But from now until June, just let me know whenever you guys want to go.
Blackout dates.
Awesome. So everybody, to all the listeners, if you want to go to Disneyland for free, call Eric McEnroth.
At 555.
I will say that the area code starts with 949. You're up. The other seven numbers are up to you, folks.
Okay, guys.
Thanks, Eric.
Bye. Blackout dates.
Eric is a really funny comedian. He does, I forgot the name of the character he does that Andy Kaufman had created. He does an impression of that.
Oh, really?
But Eric is very funny. He's a hard-working comedian.
Is that Latka or something?
No. Like the Italian lounge singer dude.
Oh, I see.
And I forgot the name. I was going to ask him, but I didn't.
Do you know who Andy Kaufman is?
No.
Okay,
was.
I figured. Or was. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's dirt napping right now.
Oh.
Yeah. He played Latka on Taxi.
On Taxi. She doesn't know what Taxi is.
Heard of it.
You want to see where the snake bit me?
Here, we got another call, guys. Good morning. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi. This is Karen Tate. I was supposed to talk to Sam this morning.
Yes. Let's see. What, at 9:30?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Okay, well, I totally spaced out on this, so I truly apologize. But why don't we go ahead and pick this up? So please introduce yourself to the listeners.
Oh, all right. Well, I'm Karen Tate, and you and I have been talking over email for a few weeks about maybe you interviewing me on the show.
Yes, so we are now.
You're live.
Yeah. You passed the interview.
Okay, you're hired. Right.
I'm the author of a couple books. I have an internet radio show called Voices of the Sacred Feminine. I've traveled around the world chasing down sacred sites, and I've just had a lot of fun with, discovering the feminine consciousness and the sacred feminine, and I thought we were going to talk about that.
Yeah, so explain to us what the sacred feminine, I mean, when I read the Da Vinci Code, I know that was brought up there as the sacred feminine. Can you elaborate on that a little bit? Explain to us what that is?
Well, you know, that was probably the first time in a big mainstream way the concept sort of hit mainstream audiences. I mean, there were elements in the Da Vinci Code that weren't accurate, but there were a lot of elements that actually were. And, you know, the sacred feminine, well, you can actually look at it from different perspectives. It can actually be a deity that resides in the heaven, like Yahweh or Jesus, or it can be an archetype, which I guess the simplest way to describe that, if your listeners, you know, aren't familiar with the term, is sort of like a role model to kind of live our life by, like mentor, so to speak.
Right.
Or it's an ideal, you know, it's an ideal or values. So even if you're an atheist or an agnostic, you know, you can get, you can understand this and sort of wrap your mind around it when you look at it from, you know, the idea of an archetype or an ideal. And it's really about, you know, how we as a, you know, as a culture, especially here in the West, we've really sort of lost the concept of a feminine face of God when it, you know, it hasn't really been lost in other parts of the world, but, you know, we tend to be a little isolated here between these two oceans.
Right. Is that, I mean, do you think, obviously we've been a male-dominated society for millennia. Is that the reason? Do you think men have been suppressing this?
Well, when I heard you say the phrase male-dominated society, I thought, well, okay, he gets it. Yeah, you know, it's sort of like that. To begin with, you know, it might be surprising to learn that all you have to do is go in some, you know, major museums and you will start to discover that a feminine face of God was actually worshipped 20 to 30,000 years ago.
Right.
And by association, women actually, we believe, probably had a higher status because they were associated with the deity that gave life because they could birth life. They could bleed without dying, for instance. That was considered very magical, very powerful. And, you know, as time went on and in different places, it happened different ways. But the female face of God began to be suppressed. Women, by association, began to be, put down and diminished and denigrated. And, yes, up comes the male-dominated society. And, you know, humanity has really lost a lot from not having both the sacred feminine mother and divine masculine father, you know, together side by side, keeping things in balance, you know, tempering each other, so to speak.
Right, right. And, you know, I mean, I find that in the universe, everything is sort of balanced by the opposite of it, you know. And I'm thinking, you know, if there is a male part to God or whatever we want to call it, there's got to be a feminine side as well. And I have to agree with you that, you know, if you look at religions today, they're really, really leaning towards the men and really oppressing the women.
Well, that's true, and especially, you know, you especially find that in Islam, Judaism, and Christianity.
Right.
You know, but it's changing. You know, it
what
really is changing,
that?
And it's not like that in other religions of the world. You know, there are other religions that have maintained a feminine face of God, and it's not quite so out of balance.
Right. Wow. Susie, did you know that?
No.
Okay, so now you do. So did you write a book as well? Because I'm trying to remember.
Yeah, I've actually written two books. The first one was Sacred Places of Goddess, 108 Destinations. And it talks about the different sacred places on five continents where you can go and actually visit sacred sites of the divine feminine. And, all the way back from, you know, very ancient sites to contemporary goddess temples that are around today. Down in Southern California, you have the Kali Temple in Laguna Beach. You have the Goddess Temple in Irvine. You can actually use my book to take a West Coast goddess pilgrimage,
uh-huh,
from north to south or vice versa, you know, visiting, different faces of the sacred feminine, to explore, you know, the many traditions that, you know, that are actually out there. You know, I like to really look at God as sort of the poster girl for diversity, because she has so many different faces and so many different cultures. You don't find anywhere that she's saying there shall be, you know, but one goddess, you know.
Yeah.
I think if everybody stood under that, you know, the umbrella of the Great Mother, we'd have a lot less inquisitions and fatwas and war.
Right. I have to agree.
I've got a question for you. This is Johnny, by the way. America, especially here, we've watered down so many religions and cultures. I mean, we're living in a country where people actually think Jesus was white. What kind of response are you getting with bringing out the feminine deity? The reason I'm asking is my wife's a pagan, and I'm actually wearing a symbol of the three maidens right now. And so I'm really curious, because my wife actually kind of is real quiet about being a Wiccan or pagan. So I'm kind of curious, what kind of resistance or acceptance have you gotten with this philosophy?
Well, I can tell you that I'm very, very optimistic. I am actually finding a lot of great response outside the pagan community. The pagan community, I think, has always felt, you know, and rightly so, that they were maybe a container for her rebirth. But there are a lot of progressive Christians that are actually starting to get on this idea of a feminine face of God. They're seeing Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of Jesus, as their archetypes for that. They're understanding that Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Mary Magdalene, when you put them together, you have a whole woman, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're seeing that, for instance, the archetypal divine couple, the divine feminine and sacred masculine, and the archetype of Jesus and Mary Magdalene together, the loving bride and bridegroom.
Mm-hmm.
So they're starting to get on, get this idea that the sacred feminine was lost, and they want that mother back. And so they're sort of coloring outside the lines, and they're not real concerned about the dogma of the church. They're sort of reinventing their spirituality, you know, because, let's face it, I mean, patriarchal religion has really failed a lot of people. I interview a lot of different folks on my radio show, Voices of the Sacred Feminine. I was just talking to Patrick McCollum not long ago. He's a pagan chaplain who, 40 years ago, he talked about his house was firebombed for mentioning this idea in public. However, today, he actually addresses Congress and trains Christian and rabbi chaplains. So things are really changing, and the idea of the sacred feminine is actually sprouting in all different areas of the world, even if it's just from the perspective of right brain thinking, you know.
Right.
Or like Daniel Pink just wrote a book about right brain thinkers are going to be the most successful people in the future.
Yeah. Did you hear that, Susie? Yeah.
Or from a political perspective, lots and lots and lots of people are saying that the message of Barack Obama, the needs of the many over the needs of the few,
right.
This idea that we have to be accountable and, you know, take care of each other, you know, these are ideas of the sacred feminine, and look how people responded to that, you know?
Absolutely. Karen, do you have a website or anything people can go visit?
I sure do. It's www.karentate.com, and I'd be happy to hear from your listeners.
Awesome, awesome. This is fascinating. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
And I was interested in this when you first contacted me, because I think also that we don't give enough attention, I think, to the feminine side of things.
Thank you. There are lots of men that are understanding that today, and I think with men and women together, they understand this isn't about women ruling the world or subjugating men. This is about just bringing balance back,
you know,
bringing the mother and father back together again.
Right. Thank you very much, Karen. KarenTate.com. Everybody go there and check it out. Thank you so much for calling, and all the best to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, let's take a little break, and we'll be back.
No break.
What?
No break.
You don't want to take a break?
No.
Why?
Because.
You want to keep talking?
I just took an Adderall.
Oh. Okay. What does that mean? You're full of energy
now? It
means
I'm ready to go.
Oh. Adderall, a.k.a. amphetamine salt.
Yes. Yes. Exactly.
I have a bit of an education.
Do you like Adderall?
I ask for it by name.
Ah.
one more of those things there where the spirit is willing, the mind or the body is not, though.
Do you drink?
Do I drink?
Yeah.
Like a fish.
Oh, good, good, good.
Yeah, you guys would have a great time together.
Tequila
at a bar.
Tequila is what I use to get warmed up for the evening.
Oh, excellent, excellent. Yeah, so when I got to my birthday party for my 3-year-old on Sunday, I still had like residual mushrooms in my system as I've got 40 guests coming over to the house and fucking crazy kids all over the place, and I'm like tripping. I'm like, nah. I'm like, fuck, man. Like, I had to go to work like this. But then I decided to, like, take the edge off. I too would drink some tequila.
Now, did the kids all start, like, forming into a line and break into the choreography of We Represent the Lollipop Guild or something like that for you?
No, but you know what? That would have been really funny. But there was a bouncy house, a Curious George bouncy house. And, like, my little 3-year-old Skylar was like, Susie, in the bouncy house, jump! I mean, well, I'm jumping. You know when your brain, you feel your brain, like, jiggle inside your head?
Daily.
Never have.
Daily.
Really?
Ask for it by name, yeah.
Oh, man. So I'm like jumping in the bouncy house, and I'm like, okay, like Susie's going to sit down in the bouncy house right now. No, Susie, jump! And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like, please, please kill me now. I'm like, my head.
Okay, well, I'm forcing a break upon you, and we'll be back right after this.
I'm Dr. Neil Clark Warren. Are you a multiple birth mom who can't conceive of true love because you've conceived so many times? Then log on to eFertility.com.
I was instantly attracted to Nadia, but when I found out she's a single mom with 14 kids and living off welfare, I thought, wow, what a catch.
Go to eFertility.com now and find a date that isn't just another due date based on 29 levels of impregnability.
Thanks to eFertility.com, we're time the knot, but not my tubes.
Log on to eFertility.com today. And when it comes to dating, we'll make it easy to get back in the saddle, even when you spend all your time in the stirrups.
computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone. Commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio. Your favorite talk station.
It's Sam and Susie in the morning on LA Talk Radio.
We're back.
I may have to go back to Sam in the morning.
Aww.
After you leave, until we find the next one.
I'm sorry. Nah. Maybe I'll call in from Australia all the time.
Will you?
Yes.
Yeah, just like you did last time, right?
Well, last time it was hard. I was moving around. I was all over the fucking place, you know?
That's true.
And
on top, on the bottom, sometimes doggy style. You never know with Susie.
In the bathroom, on the train, on the plane. Fuck both of you, okay?
Yeah. That story that TJ told that time when we were there, that was perfect. That was perfect.
I'm going to kick his ass when I see him. I do not just randomly like sleep with everyone that I meet.
Yeah, almost everyone.
Maybe. No.
You give blowjobs. You don't
sleep
with
them. But
that
still was an interesting break. Thank
you. Only if they're Mormon. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, man. You rocked his world that night, I'm sure.
That morning. That's why I was late for work. I was giving him a blowjob.
Oh, I see.
He probably quit the faith.
Yeah, listeners be damned. I need to finish the blowjob.
I walk in. I'm, like, wiping off my mouth, and Sam's like, good morning. I'm like, oh. Cafe au lait. And I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, it sounds a little chlorine smell.
I want to give a shout-out to my friend Richie. He's listening right now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Richie is. Hi, Richie. He's actually one of the founders of our bicycle gang here in Los Angeles.
Mm.
A bicycle gang.
Yeah, that's what they have.
We're in tight shirts and pants. We will threaten you. Click, click, click. That's their shoes.
Our clipless bike shoes.
You're probably going to miss that group, though, huh?
I'm really going to miss all the Midnight Riders. Like, yeah. Really, really, really. Yeah, a lot. But tonight I'm going to see a whole bunch of them on Taco Tuesdays.
Nice. Where's Taco Tuesdays at?
On bicycles.
Okay.
We get in our bicycles and we fucking wear crazy outfits and we ride around the streets and get drunk and play like mariachi music.
Where do you get the tacos at?
It depends. Sometimes we'll stop. We usually make them ourselves.
Or are you the taco, I guess, would be the question I should be asking.
The bearded taco, yeah.
Excuse me, I do not have a beard down there. There is no beard on my taco.
Linoleum.
The pink taco. They actually have a place called that,
in
right?
In Vegas. And yeah,
there's,
out here.
There's actually one on Sunset now, too.
Yeah. Really?
Yes. Ask by name.
I have underwear from there. It says pink taco right in my ass.
Oh, it is a clothing store, right?
You're wearing it backwards then.
Fuck you.
That's right. It's on Sunset there, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I know exactly what that is. It's not an eating place.
Yeah, it is an eating place.
It is?
Yeah.
Yeah, but they also sell underwear.
Oh, they do?
And t-shirts, because I have one.
And t-shirts, yeah. When I was in Vegas with my last ex-fiancé, we were supposed to be getting married in Vegas, but then I was looking at him in my hotel room at the Hard Rock, and there's like a, you know, kind of like a, what do you call it? Room service. A room service menu. But you could order all these different things from the room service menu, like a whip, you know, handcuffs, all these other fucking things.
Really?
And it was from the Pink Taco store.
Really?
But so
handcuffs.
Me, stupid me, I was like, oh my God. I was like, that's so disgusting. I was like, who rents a whip? Or who rents handcuffs? And my sister was like, you fucking idiot. You don't rent them. You buy them. I was like, oh.
Okay.
Okay.
Your sister, knowing that, is not the good girl you think she is.
Oh my goodness. Yeah, she's got her naughty side, yeah, I will say.
I would figure if your sister was a prim and proper person that you portrayed her to be at the beginning of the show, she would have said, oh yes, you rent them.
Yeah, okay, I lied. She is my sister after all.
Yes, she is. Same parents.
I bet if we found a whip at her house, we'd know what the handle smelled like.
Actually, I just packed my whip last night.
You have a whip?
Of course.
Really?
Of course.
Well, what do you do with it?
It depends on who I'm with.
Yeah. You don't do it by yourself?
I don't sit home and whip myself.
She's not Catholic, after all.
I am Catholic.
Oh, then you should be at home whipping yourself. Did you not see Da Vinci Code?
Yes. I read the book. Oh, man. Yeah, I lost my other whip. I had, actually, didn't I bring it in here with you? I had a whip on one side and a feather on the other.
Oh, yeah.
How do you lose a whip?
I was on a bike ride wearing, like, full lingerie and a trench coat dressed as a flasher, and I was riding my bicycle with my whip and feather at one of our rides at Crank Mob.
And you left the whip somewhere?
I got drunk and I lost my whip. I don't know.
Okay, all right. I'm just saying, you know, that's like saying I lost my handcuffs. No, they're somewhere.
No, I've lost handcuffs before, too.
Okay. So explain that, because it's really curious to me.
What
do you do with the whip? I mean, who was the last guy you used the whip with?
God, I don't even remember.
No?
Okay, well, we'll have to talk after we get that chicken sandwich.
I don't even remember the last guy I was with. No, that's not true. I do remember. It was Saturday night, and I had a boyfriend at this party that I adopted for the evening. But I still don't even remember his name.
Okay.
So
we've got a phone call.
Okay.
Okay. Good morning. You're on the air with Johnny, Susie, and Sam. Hello?
Hello?
Are you there? Well?
I don't hear anything.
No.
Call back.
Yeah, he'll call back.
Whoever you are. How do you know it's a he?
Because there's a name attached to it.
What's
okay,
it say?
There we go. Hello? Hello? All right. Something's wrong with your phone. Okay, whatever.
Who is it?
Maybe he's trying to call on Skype or something.
Was it the 206 area code?
No.
818?
It's TJ. It's TJ.
Aww.
Yeah, he's trying to call in, but I don't know what his problem is.
I have this
Lords of Acid. It's a screaming baby at home. That's what it's...
I have this Lords of Acid song stuck in my head now. It's like, I like to be whipped. Da, 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 da. I want to see your pussy. Show it to me. Da, na, na.
So did you ever get whipped or did you whip the guy?
I like it both ways.
Yeah?
Yes.
Hard?
Not that hard. I mean, you know, sometimes when you get spanked, you get a handprint on your ass, like that hard.
Yeah. Johnny, do you get this thing of like pain being pleasurable for people?
I have been married 4 times.
Yeah.
So
you've seen it all.
I go for the emotional angst is what I go for.
4 fucking times?
Yeah,
I mean, Jesus Christ, dude.
Yeah.
I can't get over that.
I have a daughter that has her bachelor's from Cal State Fullerton, and my youngest is 20.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
I had fun at my prom. I've never been into the whole pain thing. I am one of those men though that firmly believes that foreplay is highly underrated.
Yeah. Highly underrated.
Yes. Yeah. But not enough people do it. Not enough people spend time with it. That's where the fun is. And then the whole, you know, fucking thing afterwards, that's just like saying, okay, we're done. Everything leading up to it is where the fun lies.
I have
for me.
To agree.
Interesting.
I have to agree.
I know what to do with an ice cube and an Altoid.
Yeah.
Ooh.
And I could definitely just do oral sex and be fine with it. I mean, not all the time, but what I'm saying is it doesn't have to go like all the way for me to really get the pleasure out of this.
I can't wait to have good oral sex.
But so you said you never did.
You know, bad oral sex is a little underrated too because it's...
No. There is nothing worse than having bad fucking oral sex. It's like, oh my God, you grab the guy by the hair and you're like, are you done yet? Like, seriously, dude.
Oh my God.
I'm going to bed. Yeah. I'm getting my vibrator thing. Playtime is over. No, there is nothing worse than bad oral sex.
Yeah, there is sleeping alone.
I would rather sleep alone than have bad oral sex. Wow. I have my vibrator. I'm in The Young and the Restless. I am set.
See, I'm a guy. They don't make tube socks with batteries. So, you know, for us, it's good just to be on the field.
Here you can get a pocket pussy.
Here comes TJ again. Let's see. TJ, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, there
Hi,
you are,
honey.
Finally.
You know, I can actually hear the fatherhood strain in his voice now.
How's little Millie McCormick?
Thank you. She's actually kind of weird today. She's throwing up and not keeping her food down, which, of course...
Her booby milk?
You know, how, what?
She's not keeping the booby milk down?
No. It's the first time in her whole life.
Yeah.
Have you tried it?
Yeah, you know, you better taste it to see if it's good.
Let me tell you something. A personal celebrity friend of mine, Michael Chiklis, he told me...
I love him.
You know?
Yeah, from The Shield.
Oh,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, he told me one time recently, he goes, whatever you do, do not taste the milk. Do not let the curiosity...
Oh, no, I've got a whole story about this. But hang on just a second, because we've got another person that wants to be conferenced in, and he's calling probably directly from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on the air, Mr. Barbecue, for you.
TJ, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you, Greg. Aw, nice to hear from you, pal. Thank you.
We actually got Mount Rushmore here on the air.
There you go.
Mount Rushmore and our little Shirley MacLaine. This is like the Rat Pack. And
Who's Shirley MacLaine?
Yes.
I'm just kidding. I know that one.
Greg, what's going on?
Well, I heard TJ was calling in, so I wanted to give him... Congratulations. I always thought there wouldn't be a worse father on earth than TJ. So
that's a vote.
You are correct.
A vote of confidence.
If
right
I
there.
Am the best nanny in the world, I mean, seriously, there's hope for TJ.
thank you, Greg, man. Thank you. Yeah, it's one of these things where my natural mode is to worry. my natural, absolute, regular, my default setting is to worry, and that's one of the first things I've got to shed. I've got to get rid of that, and I've got to realize that this is so much, you know, it's kind of like my view on global warming. It's so much bigger than me. This whole nature thing is so much bigger than me, and God has got this thing going, and she needs her maintenance and her upkeep and stuff, but I can't be calling the doctor every time, you know, she shits sideways.
Yeah.
Was it like the most scariest thing ever when you're in the hospital and they're like, okay, you guys can go home now?
Yes, it was. Actually, no, I'll tell you what's daunting is now in a couple days, along those lines, in a couple days, the in-laws, the moms, the dads are driving me out of my fucking skull. The moms, moms are just, it's like two fairy godmothers here. And they have been, I mean, my mom had five kids, her mom had two. The knowledge that they have imparted onto us is just been, they're leaving over the course of this week. There is that now we're going to really actually be all alone.
Yeah. Oh, it's a poor baby.
It's nice when the family is around to help out, but like you said, now you guys will be all alone.
Are you going to have a nanny?
Yeah, you can bring one from Australia.
It sounds like we lost him.
I think. Greg, are you still there?
Maybe it's us that's dropping all the calls.
No, we're not. I mean, it's fine.
I'm still here.
I'm still here.
Yeah. Greg, TJ, all gone? They're all gone. Okay,
no more baby talk.
I think the two dads heard him talking, and they said, look, fucker, you're going out for a pint, and you're going out for a pint now. Of course, in TJ's case, that's ice cream.
Yeah.
That's so sad. I think I'm actually going into retirement when I move to Australia.
Yeah?
Yes.
Retirement?
From being me.
From being you?
Yes.
Yeah. How long do you think that's going to last?
I think it's over already.
Yeah.
No, I think I'm seriously, I'm not going to drink anymore. I mean, last night I had two bottles of wine by myself while I was watching The Young and the Restless. That's a little bit overkill. And
oh, now you're realizing that?
And I wasn't even drunk.
Wow, you're finally smarting up a little bit, you know?
Smarting up?
Well, if you're going to be going to school, you should try to get, you know, the most for your entertainment dollar
buck.
There. Yeah.
Well, usually, like, I do very well in school. I've always had straight A's and everything, but I study, like, I snort my Ritalin or my Adderall, and then I drink, like, a bottle of wine at the bar while I'm doing it. What?
No, I'm just listening.
I'm like, don't give me that look.
No, I'm just listening. I was picturing something, but I can't go there right now.
What were you picturing?
You naked, snorting Adderall and drinking wine.
Here, let's bring TJ back in. TJ, hey, you there?
I'm here.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I don't know what happened. Okay, yes, and there comes Greg again. So let's just bring him in real quick.
There we go.
Okay. You see, and technical problems even on my show, so you guys have to be forgiven. Greg?
Yo!
Okay. So, anyway, TJ was telling us the story about the family leaving and everything. And Greg, you've got kids.
Yeah, three girls.
Three girls. Wow. How do you deal with that, man?
What choice do I have?
They are hot, too. Yeah.
Really?
Seven, six, and three.
Thank you, Johnny.
Enjoy them while you can, Greg, because when they hit the age that my daughters are, all of your pictures will be in front of ATMs.
I mean, what can you do? I wasn't going to sit there and try to have a boy. I'm not that, I'm not that kind of a person that needs to have their last name carried on.
No, and it's awesome to have girls. I think girls are great.
I think I'm going to name one of my children my last name as a first name, just because on my dad's side, everyone had girls. And so the name's just going to die with our generation.
Oh, okay.
So I'm going to carry it on and name one of my little ones Raleigh.
Yeah.
That'd be a great name. That's a great name for a boy.
I know. I think it'll be really cool. There was a girl at my boarding school with that name, and it was like, she was very fabulous. And I was like, oh, of course. So,
wow. Greg Rempe, he's got the barbecue show tonight, right? You always know when to call, Greg. I salute you for that.
Yeah, chances are he'll be calling in on my show today, too, because he'll probably want to talk to Stephanie.
Is Stephanie on?
Stephanie will be on my show today, yes.
Are you serious?
Stephanie Paul is returning for one show.
Are you serious?
Here's how Johnny big times me all the time. I sit there, and I think we have this nice relationship on different coasts, but we don't. And I
okay, Lake Erie is not a coast.
Bullshit, it's the North Coast, fuckface.
Miss, that's Reverend Fuckface. I did not spend $14.95 on PayPal to be called Mister.
Sorry about that. So,
where did that come from?
It comes from Greg.
That's on my side. I was watching the television yesterday, and there's a Verizon commercial. She's in the Verizon commercial.
Yeah.
She's got two commercials running right now.
Really?
Yeah. Have you guys seen my Push Pop commercial?
No, but I've seen your Push Pop.
If you go to YouTube and look up Push Pop commercials, there's only one. It's of me deep throating a Push Pop.
No, really? This is a real commercial.
No, this is a this is a real commercial too, you asshole.
So why does that make us not have the relationship you thought we had?
Because I got no response back. I didn't even get like a K or a, you know, you're a douche nozzle or anything. I just didn't get any response back.
You,
quite frankly, I'm calling to break up with you.
Oh, well. All right, I'll send.
No, that's major.
I'm putting the ring in the mail today. I recall getting that text, and I recall going, meh. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't at you. It was that, yeah, so Stephanie's in a commercial. Big deal. I'm getting a blowjob right now. Stephanie's in a commercial. I'm focusing.
I don't know anybody that's on the television ever.
You don't?
Oh my God! I hope that fire truck stops across the street.
Well, you got to remember that. You know, in this town, I can leave the station right now, go down to McDonald's, and probably meet at least three different people that have been on television.
This is what I'm saying. True. I can go outside right now and walk down the street, and aside from getting shot at, I got nothing.
I've been on television, Susie. You've been on television.
I did over 100 commercials as a kid.
Yeah, I've done commercials.
Do you see what I'm saying? Like if all of a sudden I saw if all of a sudden, well, we know Johnny would never get there, but if I saw TJ,
I've done commercials. I've done commercials. You douche nozzle.
No.
Douche nozzle, is that the word of the day?
Being on Letterman doing comedy.
Oh hell no! No, I'm too funny for that.
Yeah.
I would be like, oh, I know that guy. So then I would text Johnny, and he wouldn't say anything back. But to me, that's a big deal because here's somebody I've talked to, like Stephanie, who I've stalked. And it's like this whole thing. It's like synergy. It's coming together in a cyclical motion of cyclicalness.
Yeah. But by the way, Susie, we're talking about Stephanie Paul, who used to be Johnny's co-host.
I thought you were going to say wife.
No.
No. She's from New Zealand.
Have you seen her picture, Susie?
No, I have not. Is she hot?
Oh, my God.
We just took it down.
She's so hot.
Okay, let's just say Photoshop does wonders.
Is she hot or what?
Oh, God, yeah, no, stunning. Stop.
Yeah, but still.
There's a picture of her with her butt. Oh, Lord.
Yeah, with her butt? What is her butt doing?
I never looked at Stephanie as stunning. I never did.
She's not stunning. I think she's very pretty.
She has man face.
I shouldn't say stunning. She's not stunning. She's got a striking figure is what it is. Even though she's kind of doesn't have, really have much hips, she's not quite curvy. There's something that sort of really very
maybe
distracting.
Maybe breasts?
She's definitely sexy, you know.
Maybe
she is
breasts.
Sexy.
Yeah, see,
I'm not saying this at all. No, I'm really not. No, I never saw that. I got these messages from people all the time. I was like, really?
Yeah.
Really? I think my sister's sexier than her, and I can't stand my sister.
How do you think this girl's going to feel about you saying that she's not sexy?
I told her to her face.
Good. Yeah, Johnny Mintz is no one.
She looks like live and in person, but the pictures look good.
Yeah.
But I gotta
tell you one thing, Greg, and I deal with this a lot. Don't believe pictures, okay?
Because you should see Sam's.
Yeah, exactly.
I know the one that Susie has on the wall. She looks like she's 9. I'm looking at her now. She's like a haggard 26.
Fuck off. And I was 10 in that picture.
Airbrushing.
Hey. What is going on over there, Greg?
What's all the noise? That's from. Probably from TJ. TJ,
I'm dropping something.
Yeah. TJ, you were telling us about the last time. Remember the whole story about Susie like flying to the to Australia and meeting all these men on the way and stuff.
Sleeping with the sky cap, the pilot, the taxi driver.
That was me actually doing.
You were doing Susie. Yeah,
doing Susie. Yeah. I was actually imitating Susie.
Yeah.
I didn't like your voice impersonation of me though.
There was no voice.
It was kind of this. It was, yeah, Sam, yeah, Susie here, yeah.
Well, that's the morning voice.
That's my morning voice. It's like, I really smoked some packs of Dunhills.
I miss you so much. Make sure you tell TJ I said, what's up? And so I was out bike riding along the Peruvian mountains, and I stopped to roast and grind my own coffee in the nude. That's when I met a Peruvian rebel and
an Incan.
He was explaining to me his cause, and I I couldn't hear him because he had shot a load in my ear, and when we were done,
was he hot, Susie? Was he hot?
He wasn't hot, but he was an Incan.
Yeah, he was hot, but he was missing a leg from a landmine incident. I had never been fucked by a stump until finally I get to be banged by a stump in the jungle and
jungle stumping.
So the next morning I had to break up with him though because I just didn't think it was going to work out because I didn't believe in his cause. But anyway, yeah. So I should be back in LA tomorrow. I plan on dating somebody for the next 20 minutes. Planning on running away with them. That should be pretty. But you know, anyway,
that's a dead on Susie.
I am a one man woman now.
Yeah, for 2 days. One man at a time.
Well, there goes your chicken sandwich,
Susie. So, Susie, what is your deal, sweetheart? When are you? What the hell are you doing?
All my bags are packed. I'm ready to go. No, seriously, I packed all my bags last night, and all my shit's getting picked up on Thursday. It's getting shipped to Colorado to my best friend's house, where she's going to be storing it. And then Friday at midnight, I fucking jet set to Australia. Oh my god, I'm fucking crazy. I'm
first
scared.
Of all, just don't blow the guy that comes to pick up your shit to send it to storage.
What if he's really hot though?
Well, then I go, okay, well, there you go.
It could nothing be scream smart like flying to a country that is burning to the ground.
People jerky there.
What does this guy do for a living, sweetheart?
He's a scuba diver.
He fucks.
Okay, let me tell you this. As a certified scuba diver myself, I can tell you right now they make about as much as counselors that don't have their certificates.
Yes, I would say that's about right. But we don't need money. We can live on love.
Yeah, there you go.
That goes far.
She's got it all figured out.
Look, we're talking about a retirement plan that looks 20 minutes into the future. It's okay.
Susie, the difference is you can say, I'm hungry, and he can shoot a big, fat, steaming load down your throat, and you'd be satisfied. He can't get satisfaction from you.
Wow.
You know, Greg, my mouth was open and everything when you said that.
My mouth is open.
You're hungry too, hey, Johnny?
I was attempting to drink some water.
Oh my god. No, I was actually just I seriously had that conversation with him yesterday when he was telling me how poor he is, and I was like, that's okay, babe, we can live on love, and I could have a protein shake every morning.
Yeah, there you go.
And he was like, yeah, that's great for you. He's like, but what the fuck am I gonna eat?
Yeah. You pussy.
He's a diver. I'm sure he owns a spear.
I don't know.
Yeah, like Survivor.
Okay,
these
are questions you need to ask.
Do you own a spear?
Yeah, so you can catch food.
Like a Survivor.
What? Wait, you thought I was going to be a swinger?
Yeah.
Yeah, but we're going to be swingers together, so it doesn't really, like, count, you know?
Oh, that's always good for a relationship. Yeah.
She's got it all planned out.
Be like a breed off of swinging. That's always a good solid core to have right there.
Yeah, you think so? Yeah.
Hey, let's go fuck other people. Okay, I love you.
No, we would set boundaries.
Yeah, safe words.
Safe anal. Words. Yes, anal.
Boundaries are meant to be pushed. That's what mankind does.
I actually had a boyfriend. We weren't really swingers, but we decided we were going to have a safe word, and it was like fire truck.
Hang on just a second. Why are we getting this echo here? Wow.
I don't know.
This sucks, guys. We have a bad connection. You guys want to call back?
You know what? I have to actually go back out to work, so okay. I'm gonna punch out.
Greg, thanks so much for calling, man. You're always funny.
Thanks for the kind words, Greg.
All right, DJ, take care.
Greg, I'm going to miss you.
Pass Andy along our congratulations. Take care.
Thank you.
Hey, Greg, hurry up. The fries are done.
Yeah, and plug your show real quick, Greg.
6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Tonight, I am interviewing, the 2008 KCBS Team of the Year, Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton. Tune in, everybody.
Munchin' Hogs at the Hilton.
And you forgot the name of the show, Greg.
I'm munching tuna in the bedroom.
The show is Barbecue Central, of course.
And this is, Barbecue Central. And as the way I will punch out the way I do every show. Good night now.
Good night now, Greg.
Bye.
Okay. And he hung up, too. He didn't wait for a response. TJ.
Yeah.
What's it like, really, to be a father? I mean, are you getting any sleep?
Actually, again, that's where the mother. Actually, the weird thing is I'm trying to stay ahead of being sick, which is really kind of tripping me out because, like, I can't go near the baby right now. I'm trying to stay. I'm actually, I sent you an email, actually. I've been kind of fucked up for the last 24 hours.
Me really? Too.
You took mushrooms, too?
It's really bad, though, because, like, I can't help Andy. I really am not supposed to go near. The baby's had no shots yet and, you know, just a little bit of an immune system that she's got. But anyway, the thing is that, yeah, I've been getting sleep because, again, we've been so blessed to have the grandmas here. Yeah, they've been doing the – they've been keeping her for the midnight or 1 o'clock feeding. So Andy and I have actually been going to bed at, like, usual time, about 10:30. And able to sleep to like 4:30 or 5, which is unheard of.
Yeah,
and,
it's amazing.
But that honeymoon's about to end over the course of this week, because my mom leaves tomorrow, and her mom and dad leave like on Friday or something. So we're about to get hardcore first time parents. It's about to happen, you know.
You never answered my question. Are you getting a nanny?
We do have one of Andy's cousins. And because my whole family's here, I'll reserve comment. She's an 18-year-old from Liverpool.
Bring her by the show.
We want to see her.
Gorgeous, great girl named Chloe, and she's a cousin. And her family, all the kids, it's a big Irish family in Liverpool. There's always a baby. There's always a baby. And so, you know, it's one of those families where, like, you know, 12 and 13-year-olds are really good at it. So Chloe's going to come here for the summer. So we're going to have a nanny of sorts.
Like a mother's helper for the summer. Cool.
Yeah, yeah. And she's a relative. So all I've got to do is sort of, you know, we just got to throw a few bucks here and there, bring her here, bring her there, bring her to the mall, bring, you know, just whatever. And yeah, so we're going to have that.
Yeah.
Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent.
Well, okay. So you're a changed man now, we can say.
I am. Yes. I am. And again, the thing that I've really got to change about me is I've got to, like I was saying earlier, I've got to sort of hand over all this worry and concern. I've got to hand it over and just relax about a lot of this stuff.
Take a Valium.
You really should, because worrying is not really going to get you anywhere.
Take a Valium, TJ. That's what I do.
I would love to take a Valium.
Worrying is a lot like sitting in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but it doesn't get you anywhere. Write that down.
Seriously.
Well put. Yeah. You know. So yeah. So my thing right now is, like, as I'm sitting here, I'm like going back and forth. I mean, I've got to get healthy, and I think I've been fighting the same bug for like the last like 2 months, actually.
Do you know I never get sick.
I never get sick
because I drink like a fucking fish. All the alcohol in my system kills everything. I am around snot-nosed little kids all day. They sneeze in my face. They wipe their boogers all over me, and I never get sick.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah,
I never get sick either. And this winter, I've been sick about 2 or 3 times.
You've been sick
right
a
now,
lot.
Yeah, huh?
You've been really sick.
I'm yeah, still waiting. You know, screw your health. Where's my cigar?
Oh yeah!
Yes,
we need to sit all the three of us and smoke those cigars. He brought me one, and
how come I didn't get a fucking cigar?
Oh, we got a White Owl for you, honey.
I love cigars.
I'd blunt for you, David. Susie's our little tramp.
Yeah. Oh, thanks, TJ. I love you too.
I'm kidding. Hey, Susie, though, listen. Now that I've got my Skype and I've got the webcam and stuff like that, when you go to Australia, are you gonna be hanging with that cousin of yours or whatever?
Oh, Heather, with Heather.
He still wants a goddamn picture,
she's
doesn't he?
She's not my cousin, but she is actually living in Sydney. But I am gonna be probably spending time with her if she comes up to visit me and if I go down to visit her.
Just promise me that
the doctor with the double D's.
Yeah, he wants to see.
Yeah, would you? I haven't been able to shake that kid. I have no idea.
He has a tube sock named Heather.
Actually, TJ, I've got some pictures of her on my Facebook from. I think it's under the Sid. No, it's under the Brisbane or Susie Heather album. I don't know. Mm. Mm. But you can find her in there. She's actually, you know how you'll find her? There's a picture of her standing under a Chicken's Galore sign. And she's like wearing a really short little skirt. But I call her Chicken because every picture that I have of her, she's showing either a breast or a thigh.
Nice.
So that's yeah, like,
nice. You see, that's why TJ likes her.
Yeah.
I really would prefer, you know, a live nude webcam chat. That's all I would prefer.
That's all he wants.
That's all. I mean, yeah, Facebook photos are fantastic, but, you know.
Especially mine.
Yeah, well, yeah, no, you have the finest album of photos in. Yes.
Yes.
Facebook is like
I feel bad about having pictures of me in Iraq now. Battle rattle isn't sexy.
Yeah.
No. Oh, my
they
God.
They pale by comparison.
When I was in the military as a security holdover, I did a naughty, naughty photo shoot. I wonder where the hell those pictures went. With my M16A2 rifle, my utility belt, my Kevlar, and I think that, and my combat boots. I think that was about it.
You need to find these photos.
You know, I should find them and send them over to Iraq to help support the troops.
There you go. They would love you.
Send them over here and I'll forward them.
Okay. I'll do that, TJ.
Anyway, so listen, Sammy, I'm actually, even though it's like 10:15, I'm still kind of playing today by ear, man. I don't know exactly how the fuck I'm doing.
Everyone's calling in sick on Sammy today.
I'm doing a show
on the
today.
Fucking show, too.
I'm doing a show today.
Actually, you know what, TJ? Why don't I do your show today?
The world of TJ McCormick.
The world of Susie.
Oh, that'd be funny. Hey, Sam, would I be able to do my show from here and still have a call-in guest?
Of course.
I could take a call here?
Yeah.
That's bullshit. You're going to let TJ do his show from home and you never let me do my show from bed?
I would have to engineer it for you, though. Yeah, I would have to
take
the calls
for you. Right
from
day one, Sam's told me that I couldn't do the show from my bed.
I never said that.
You did, too. I was like, sweet.
Actually, Sam, no. What if the person...
Well, I mean, we're getting into details now. Fuck it. We'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah, this is great radio.
I don't think anybody gives a shit, really.
I don't know. I think people are quite... Yeah, I think people are interested in how it all works.
All right. We'll talk after the show.
All right. Well, let me, why don't you give me a call after the show? And I just miss you guys on a regular basis. This is driving me nuts, and I can't stand this. Like, one day on, one day off, 2 days off. It drives me crazy.
How do you think I feel all the time?
Yeah, but that's okay, TJ. I mean, that's, you know...
I like rhythm of doing 5 shows a week.
Yeah, I know. I know you love doing your show, but look, you've got a daughter now, and...
oh, my God, I've got a daughter now. What the hell have I done?
There's priorities and shit, yeah. And you can't send her back where she came from, man.
That's it. My God. Yeah. What is she thinking being here, this poor kid?
Yeah. All right, TJ. Everybody listen to TJ McCormick every day at noon.
Except today.
Except today. And yesterday. And the rest of the week.
No. God damn it. But listen, I love you guys a lot. And Susie, I'm going to definitely see you before you go, sweetheart.
You better, you motherfucker.
Hey,
you're sweet.
TJ, to paraphrase an old diving saying, drink early, drink often.
And go down.
All right, guys, I'll let you wrap up the show. God bless.
Thank you, TJ.
Bye.
That's TJ McCormick, of course. And
the resident Republican.
Yes. And
is he still?
When his daughter gets older, he'll change.
So, Johnny, tell us a little bit about your show and stuff. What the hell do you talk about?
Oh, man, I got to tell you, I've gotten a lot of compliments about this. I load my Facebook page up every day with the topics for my show.
I've noticed.
And by the time I come in and do the show, I've got like 40 comments on each topic, and I'm just ready to go. It's basically, you know, social, political commentary and satire. I make fun of everything. And I generally lean to the left, but right now I'm siding with the Republicans on this whole...
I thought you were talking about your penis.
No, I dress to the right.
That's what they say. Yeah. How do you dress?
I dress to the right, I lean to the left. That's which keeps me pretty much center.
Gotcha.
But it's mostly politically and socially charged. You know, it's relevant stuff that there's so much shit going on out there that people aren't aware of that I think it's my job to bring it out and make it funny so that they can laugh and learn. I like the budget crisis going on right now.
What budget?
Yeah, exactly. See, this is the people I'm trying to talk about. California's getting ready to lay off 20,000 people today because they have not reached a budget up in Sacramento right now. And the Republicans are holding out. And for once, I'm actually behind the Republicans because they want to tax us to death in the state right now. They want to double the registration fees for a car. You know what's going to happen when they do that? We're going to have a lot of people driving unregistered cars.
And remember when Arnold actually
I'm getting out.
It used to be very high, and when Arnold was elected, he lowered it.
Yeah.
That's why I'm registered in Massachusetts.
Yeah, I've got family in Oregon. I'm going to register my car up there. It's gotten to the point where it'll be impossible to do business in this state. And I'm telling you right now, with the stimulus bill, which we're all going to have to pay for, as well as them wanting to fuck us up there in Sacramento.
Fuck us with the
They're looking at a tax revolt right now. Can you say California Tea Party? Because I can.
Really?
Yeah. And here's the problem. A lot of people can't spell it because they fucked our education system. And you ask someone how to spell California, they go C-A.
Yeah.
You know what? It's actually really funny that you said that, because I was trying to send an email yesterday and I was trying to spell Massachusetts and fucking, I couldn't even, and I have an Apple computer, so I don't even know how to work the spell check button on the computer. Like, I could push it, but I don't know how to, like, correct it. I fucking
right
couldn't
click,
spell.
Right click.
No, there is no right click on a Mac.
I have a Mac. I have a right click.
You have a control. You press control and the mouse, right?
Well, I use my mouse. You're probably using the Mac mouse.
Which I use a rabbit, but.
The Mac mouse is a piece of shit. You have to actually go buy a regular mouse to right. work with it. Yeah, the Mac mouse, little thing's got the button on it. Yeah, that's just a piece of crap. Yeah.
But I couldn't fucking spell Massachusetts to save my life. So finally, I just went back and I was like, M-A. And I was like really embarrassed. I was like, what the fuck? I lived in the state for 4 fucking years.
That's true.
And I don't know how to spell it.
Yeah. Well, you see, you fried your brain already. You've got not much left.
I've got plenty left.
No, you don't.
That's why I'm retiring.
It doesn't take a lot of brain to decide to go to Australia.
She has this much left and it's going to get fucked out of her at lunchtime.
Yes!
For a chicken sandwich.
I told you, corned beef.
Corned beef. All right, there's a deli down the street.
Arts Delicatessen. I really like their corned beef.
Have you been to Arts, Johnny?
No, I haven't.
It's really, really cool. And
let's
she just
go,
discovered
let's go
it.
Eat there afterwards. We'll play some backgammon.
Okay, except I have a show to run afterwards.
God damn it.
I'm sorry.
Why does everyone have to work? This is bullshit. Why can't people be in like Susie Land all the time?
Oh no, I'm up at 5 o'clock every morning producing my show. If there's nothing posted on my page by 7, I get emails from people. Where's the shit for the
really?
Day show? Yeah,
tell her so, how many friends you have on Facebook.
3,400.
You think you have a lot, Susie? 3,400 friends,
and a lot of them are fans of the show.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. All right, so what happens? You've obviously gotten that petition that Facebook is going to be shut down.
That's actually bullshit.
You really think so?
Yeah. Facebook is going to be shut down.
I would have like a heart attack if Facebook was
Facebook's
shut down.
Facebook's not going to be shut down.
Why would it shut it down?
It's the same thing. It's the same thing as people going that there's a MySpace is going to start charging it, and Microsoft is going to give you money for reading emails, and there's a $500 Macy's card waiting for you. It's all fucking bullshit. People, go to Snopes.com. Open your eyes. Quit being a bunch of idiots. Nobody from Nigeria is going to send you a fucking check. All right? You fucking clueless fucks.
I know, and it's those people that really stimulate all this junk email bullshit,
yeah,
all the spam, you know? It's because these people actually reply and respond to this shit.
Yeah, guess what? I am not saving the rainforest on Facebook.
I fucking deny all those things. It's like, what
block
the fuck?
It. Just block the application. There's a little thing underneath the invite that says, block this application. Click that, you'll never get another one of those. I don't play RPG games on Facebook. I actually use Facebook for what it's meant to be. I can communicate with people
yes,
on Facebook.
Yes.
I cannot communicate with people on MySpace because I'm sick and tired of waiting for people's slow-ass pages to load because they got a theme song and fucking unicorns.
Yeah, I hate MySpace, man. It takes forever to load. And every page is like, you can't find shit there.
You can't
There's
do
so
anything.
Shit,
it's
you know?
Way too cluttered. That's what's nice about Facebook. It's very clean.
It
da,
is.
Da, 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 da.
It's fluid. Facebook is fluid. Yeah. It's very dynamic. I can communicate with people on that. And that's... I produce my show on it every single day. And if Facebook goes away, I'll go to Blogspot. I have the retarded
pundit. But could you imagine, though, like if Facebook went away? I mean, think of everyone in the world that is on Facebook and connected with it. Like, I think there would be mass riots.
So, no, there'll be another one. There'll be another one. You know, already Twitter is catching on, right?
Twitter's just nothing but status updates.
I know.
I don't have time for that shit.
I know. And, I mean, I enroll just to
Donnie
see what it's like.
Donnie is taking a dump.
And you enroll and you don't know what to do next. I mean, what the fuck am I going to do? You know, it's not like there's people to choose from or anything. Like, I don't know. Maybe I didn't look at it right.
No, Twitter's just said.
But I think it's going to catch on this year because almost everybody now is talking about it.
But
if I Twitter on my phone, it automatically gets updated to my Facebook and to my my website, SusieRiley.com.
Yeah, but all you're doing is updating your status update.
Yes.
You know, I can't put my comments about articles
right,
on there.
Right. But all I'm saying is that it doesn't replace it, but it sort of like supplements it, you know? So, you know, if you do Twitter and...
It's just one more thing for people to get geeked out on their computers
I mean,
and on
the
their iPhones.
Yeah, who the fuck's got the time for
I'm too busy rubbing one out to porn.
Yeah. And people actually stop and do it on their cell phone. You know, like, I'm here, I'm doing this, I'm doing that. You
See,
know?
I don't need to know that much about a lot of people.
Yeah.
I really don't. I change my status update maybe 3 times a day at the most, and none of them involve, you know, bodily functions at that point. I just get shit done, folks, really. Come on.
Yeah. Let's take another short break, guys, and we'll be back right after this.
The 44th President of the United States, Barack Obama, talks about Barack 44.
When it's time to kick back and relax with a good malt liquor, I always reach for a cool, refreshing Barack 44. With Barack 44, we use only the freshest hope for a beer with taste you can believe in. And with the easy-to-use Yes We Cans, I don't claim you'll have a better time with Barack 44 than without it, but why take a chance?
Barack 44.
It works every time.
You found the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
When it's late and I'm alone, I think of the West where I used to roam. I think of all the cowboys shooting their guns, and how much fun would that be? My horse a drink, I saw an Indian girl, and I gave her a wing, and I remember shooting her daddy when I was young. Now he
comedy about a woman who just can't control her spending that doesn't star Nancy Pelosi, Congress, or President Obama. Isla Fisher stars in Confessions of a Shopaholic this weekend.
In a world where shitty talk radio proliferates the internet, two people have teamed up to save the world. It's Sam and Susie in the morning, right here on LA Talk Radio.
All right, and we're back with Johnny Dam on the mic.
Yeah.
I'm Sam and Susie in the morning.
Yes.
The best morning show ever.
I can't believe it took me so long to come in and do a show with Susie.
I know.
You always call me when she's not coming in, saying, right, can you come in and co-host? And I do when I can. This is the only time I get to do a show with you in person. And
well, what are you doing tomorrow?
What am I doing tomorrow? with which hand? Yeah.
We've got a lot of people coming in tomorrow. We're going to have a porn star. And
I'm in the studio, Sam.
You are in the studio.
Yes.
Okay.
Did that she-male ever show up?
No.
No, I meant with us.
I was a porn star.
Oh, I that's what I thought you meant. Okay.
I got to be honest. I prefer amateur porn over over starlet porn.
Me amateur too. Porn is so good.
Yeah. Well, because that's really happening. It's like, okay, that might really happen for me.
Yeah,
because it's happening
not
for that for that schmuck. Yeah. I live across the street from Ron Jeremy.
Really?
Yeah, he was actually dating one of my neighbors, and she moved out but left some stuff behind, and the manager said, "Can you help me move this mattress?"
I actually had to
carry something that Ron Jeremy might have actually fucked on.
Oh.
I'm getting skeeved out right now, and I don't get skeeved out about a whole lot of things. I mean, okay, I've used a truck stop before. That doesn't bother me. This,
yeah.
I actually felt like burning my fingertips.
On a similar note, so I'm shipping my couch to Colorado to my best friend, and I was thinking, I was like, all right, she loves my couch, and she's wanted it forever, and I was like, all right, you can have the couch, and I'm like, couches are the most disgusting things in the world. I'm like, if I think of how many asses have been on that couch, like naked asses, fucking, and me, all the different people that I've been fucking on that couch, I'm like, that couch, it needs to be burned.
Take a black light to it, it goes supernova.
Oh, man. Actually, when I was doing the bowling the other night, late night, they had black lights everywhere, and I was wearing all black, and I'm like, fuck. I'm like, let me just give myself a little check here.
Were you at Lucky Strike?
I was down in Glendale.
Oh, okay.
I still have no idea where that is or how I got there.
That's where Armenians go to call home.
Really?
Yes.
I don't.
You see a man walking down the street wearing a turtleneck? That's not a turtleneck. He's got a shirt off.
Oh my God! What's an Armenian look like?
I think I just described it pretty well for you.
They're hairy.
Oh, they're hairy.
Yeah.
I didn't get it.
Ding,
but
done.
It sounded funny to you.
I'm sorry. Sometimes I don't get things. I'm not always the sharpest pencil in the box.
But you are the wettest one.
Yes. Oh, my God. You guys, seriously, I can't wait to get to Australia and fuck the living daylights out of my man.
Okay. Are you going to really give it some effort to try and actually come during sex?
Yes.
You don't come during sex?
No.
Yeah, that was like a huge revelation. She didn't even realize what a revelation it was.
I got to be honest. If I'm one of those guys that if my woman doesn't come first, it ain't going to happen for either one of us.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah.
I've had so many guys that say that, and then, you know what I mean? They're like, oh, you know, this is the way I am. You've got to come. And I'm just like, all right, well, fine. Make me come. And it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And then finally they're like, okay, I guess I'm going to come now.
It's all up here.
It is all up there. It's all in my head.
Yeah.
And
because you're not emotionally attached to this person. That's why you're not willing to let yourself experience that with this person, because that's a very personal thing.
I completely agree. It's something that I like to have control over and I kind of keep to myself. And it's like, all right, you know, we can have the sex and it'll be great and fine and fabulous. But until, you know, I really, really, really do want to give that to someone, I think I will.
Yeah.
It's kind of like my virginity. You know, I don't have that anymore.
Clearly. I lost that back in third grade.
So I got to save something for, like, the love of my life is the way I like to think of it.
But you've been in relationships, though, you know.
One or two.
Yeah, one
or two. Were you able to come with them? And
I had one guy that made me come once upon a time.
And why on earth did you let this guy go?
He didn't like my chihuahua.
Okay, that's what windows are for. You drop the dog out the window. It's a chihuahua. It'll survive.
No, actually, I just sent him a picture the other day of a box of Wee Wee pads that I found in the pet store.
Oh, God. Okay, I was going Wee Wee pads, and that, it hit me. Yeah, Wee Wee.
It's a square diaper that you put on the floor, and like the dog like pisses and shits on the Wee Wee pad.
Yeah, or you hope he'll do it on there, but
or
many times they don't. Or they start walking over it, and then you have shit all over the floor.
Or you can just train the dog.
Well, I got this dog, and it was already trained. It was A, trained to lick vagina, and B, trained to shit and piss on a Wee Wee pad.
What a great dog.
Without peanut butter?
I don't know what... I don't even know what the mom like originally trained this dog with, but I was wasted in California, living in Mass, and I came out here to visit, and my friend Simona was like, I need someone to take out of the puppy. And I'm like, I'll take the puppy, you know, all drunk. And so I get in the plane with the fucking dog. I told this story a long time ago, but I'll tell it again. And so I'm wedged in between two overweight middle-aged men in the plane. I'm like sweating booze out of my system. You know, it was my birthday the day before. I've got my sunglasses on, and I stretch my feet out on either side of the bag where the dog is. And so the plane takes off, and the guy next to me is like, And I was like, oh my God. I was like, what are you doing? And he's like, I thought, you know, you wanted to. I'm like, you thought I wanted to what? But so then next thing you know, the dog takes off and starts running down the plane. The dog was like humping or rubbing the guy's foot, and he thought that my foot was rubbing his foot. And so he thought I wanted to take him in the bathroom and like nail him. But so, yeah. Anyway, I get the dog home, and I go to masturbate, because that's the first thing you do when you get home from vacation. The dog dives under the covers and starts licking my vagina.
Wow.
I freak the fuck out. I grab the dog like a football, like huck it across the room. It hits the wall, hits the floor, and then starts having a seizure. So now I'm like,
Jesus.
I'm like, really? But I swear to God, that dog was addicted to sex. Even though it was a chihuahua, if I locked the door, it would sound like an elephant was trying to get into the room if I was like trying to, really? You know, do something.
Dogs like that shit, though. You
and
know?
The dog
so
loved
do men.
To, yeah.
The dog loved to let come. I'm telling you, this dog was out of control.
Let's take a phone call real quick. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. It's Eric. How's everyone doing?
Hi, Eric. How are you?
Eric is a good friend
wonderful,
of Susie's.
Wonderful. Trying to recover
from
an amazing weekend.
Yeah, how was that?
Salton Sea was epic. Epic.
Okay, I've been to the Salton Sea. I've gone dove hunting there, and I've never heard Salton Sea and epic used in the same sentence.
Well, you don't know what we did this weekend.
I'm guessing it's illegal in most states.
So why didn't you tell us, Eric?
Where did you go up there? Did you stay up in Slab City? Or
No, dove hunting. We would camp, we would shoot innocent birds, eat them, and get drunk and come home after dancing around a fire.
How noble of you.
We did a little of that, I'd say, for sure.
Did you do any mushrooms?
We had about 120 of our biker friends. It was basically our Burning Man camp. We all went up there, and we partied.
Oh, my God. I wish I had been there. I went to a Burning Man party on Saturday, too, though.
I know you did. I think it was the same party I had tickets for, but I think I had a better party.
Ah.
Uh-huh.
Did you do any fun drugs?
Do we do any fun drugs? Are you kidding me? Yeah. When didn't we do fun drugs?
Yeah. I've never had an unfun drug.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
I think it was Saturday morning about noon. We all had a mushroom happy hour.
Ooh, lovely.
And then we
ecstasy
climbed
milkshakes?
Up on... Huh?
Did you have ecstasy milkshakes for the afternoon?
That was later on in the evening that night.
Ah, okay.
And then
okay.
Saturday, I think, was our acid, or Sunday was the acid day.
You took mushrooms and acid? I hate you.
Our society is fucking doomed.
Golf clap.
You wake up, you roll out of bed, and you have a wonderful cookie, or, you know, you start out with Rice Krispie treats, you know.
Aww.
Like Burning Man, you know. You continue your buzz for 72 hours.
Oh, my God. I really should have gone.
Yeah. So, Eric, how long are you... Eric,
how long what?
How long are you giving Susie in Australia before she returns?
2 years. Till she graduates.
2 years.
Ha.
Oh, see, he's thinking you're going to graduate.
Fuck you. I'm going so I could finish my edumacation. I want to be edumacated.
Yeah,
well, she had better graduate. I think that's a better way of saying it.
Yeah, Eric, are you wearing a skirt today? A dress?
No. the videos of that, I'm sure, will be up online very shortly.
Oh, yeah, you've got videos of that.
the lack of that I was wearing.
Yeah, Johnny, he came in one time and sat right where you are, and he was wearing a skirt
with
right?
no underwear.
Yeah, I mean,
was it a skirt or a kilt?
No, it was a skirt all the way to the floor.
It was a sarong.
Oh, a sarong. Okay. All right.
But the skirt with bells was busted out this weekend.
I'd like to change seats.
That made for a very interesting tag football game, I'll tell you that much.
Tag football, the skirt. Johnny said he would like to change
seats. And then the megaphone tasing, that was pretty unreal.
Oh, God, you guys brought the taser?
Huh?
You guys brought the taser?
Oh, we brought the taser. We had the first megaphone tasering. I think they had 4 megaphones up at my ass, and Richie Wait. Decided to tase it.
Wait, 4 megaphones on your ass?
Up his ass.
Yes.
Okay, what I'm picturing, you'd only seen a Looney Tunes cartoon, so please, please clarify what we're talking about here, because I think the listeners need a really good vivid image of this.
Well, we had 3 cars, Jazz, Johnny Boys, and Justine, that formed the base of the deep end. And I think after the tag football game, where every time I made a catch or an interception, my pants would fall down and no one would chase after me, of course, we decided to go back to the deep end, dance a little bit more. And then And for some reason, all the megaphones were over there, and everyone's chatting it up. Next thing I know, the taser busts out, and Richie's like, hey, you want to get tased? I'm like, yeah, sure, why not?
Oh, yeah, what the fuck?
How did it feel? Did it hurt?
They held megaphones to my butt cheeks while I got tased.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Now, what is the butt cheeks? Did the butt cheeks scream? I mean, what's the deal with that?
What the hell?
Was the butt cheeks free? What?
No, did the butt... I mean, why put the megaphones to your butt cheeks? I think
they wanted to get the sound of the taser to echo through the canyon we were in.
Oh, okay. I see.
Got it.
Did you go to Miracle Mountain when you were up there?
No, I don't think we did.
Is that in Disneyland?
Close enough.
That's metaphor.
Miracle Mountain is like a historic site, and this guy maybe like 30 years ago moved out there when... they deauthorized the military base, and he on this entire hillside, he built like this gigantic waterfall-looking thing out of paints, and it's all dedicated to Jesus.
Jesus.
And it's absolutely amazing. Did he paint colorful, beautiful things I've ever seen.
Did you know what Jesus ate at the Last Supper?
No.
Guinea pig.
Really?
He ate guinea pig at the Last Supper.
Okay, did he paint Jesus as a white man or as a black man?
You would have loved this. We had cuddle puddles up underneath the cross.
Ooh.
For most of the day Saturday.
I'm surprised it didn't go up in flames.
A cuddle puddle?
You take a lot of drugs and you just get like massive like amounts of people, and you all just kind of, you can't tell whose arms and legs are what, and you just all like snuggle and cuddle and tickle and whatever.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I would like that.
I've wasted all this time in my life getting married.
You
Jesus
see?
Christ.
There you go. And look at him now, he's a bitter man.
You should see it. So Slab City, the place where we were at, basically, I guess back in the 50s, this used to be a Marine base, and they left.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. This is where they filmed some of In the Wild at.
Exactly.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. It's like a big hippie commune.
Yes. I wouldn't really call it a hippie commune. There's a lot of scientists and old military people who stayed behind.
People that have done too much acid.
Really just crazy, eccentric RV folk is probably the best way of describing it.
So trailer trash.
And, huh?
No, go ahead.
We all went to this crazy guy Charlie's house earlier in the evening, and then we all went over to a local's talent show. And there was, you
that
know,
must have been hysterical. How many teeth do the people have?
How many people?
How many teeth do the people have for the local's talent show?
Three all total.
Probably 10 all combined.
Oh, man.
All right, Eric, listen, we got to cut you short because the show is almost over. So,
you guys have a beautiful week. I'll talk to you all soon.
Okay, take care, Eric.
Bye.
Bye, Eric.
And you guys are really close, right?
Very close.
Yeah, you guys are really close. She almost married the guy.
You're starting to get a little weepy again, aren't you?
It's almost time for the show to end.
So what are you feeling, Susie? I mean, are you like sad?
I usually suppress a lot of my emotions, and I don't usually...
Nah.
Don't do that. You'll end up like TJ. Don't do that.
No, but I know, right? We wouldn't want that. But no, like, so I've seriously started just like, I've reached a point where I can't keep them in anymore, and I just like, I burst into tears.
Right.
And I just fucking start bawling, and I'm out of control.
Yeah.
Okay, now that's going to be really awkward during the blowjob after the show. Because I might take it personally.
Be careful she doesn't bite it off.
Crunch. Sorry. But yeah, no, I don't know. I just have all these emotions that are coming out, and it's like, I don't know. It's really happening.
Yeah.
Really, really happening.
And you really feel them if you don't drink.
Yeah. I still have a bottle of wine in there, right?
Yeah.
Actually, you know, I'm actually going to take that home with me.
Oh, yeah? Why?
So I could drink it today while I finish packing.
She's not going to leave it here and after she leaves, right?
Fuck no.
No, the wine...
We stole that bottle of wine fair and square.
No, we didn't steal it. We found it. We found it downstairs.
You're talking about the $2 chuck down in there?
Yes.
I got a bottle of Pinot Noir rolling around the backseat of my car right now.
I've got a couple bottles of things rolling around my car as well.
Yeah, you guys probably drink. I mean, I don't know if you, Johnny, drink as much as she does, because she really. I mean, how many bottles? You don't like wine, do you?
I like wine.
You like wine?
What part have I got a bottle of Pinot Noir rolling around? Yeah, that's true. Not yet.
No, because I know you like beer and stuff, but...
So, I see him as a whiskey man.
No, I'm a tequila man. I do not like whiskey.
Really?
I've never acquired the taste for whiskey, but I love tequila, and I love good tequila.
Mm. Do you drink yourself to stupor and stuff where you don't... I mean, where you black out?
I haven't done that in quite a while. Yeah. I'm real busy running the show now. You know, I've got my comedy. I've got a wonderful wife.
Yeah, you've mellowed out with old age too, you know.
Yeah, I've actually just cut back on smoking the weed quite a bit too.
Really?
Yeah,
smoking the weed. Yeah. Do you got any in your car?
No.
Shit.
No, I was actually with some fellow comics doing a political show last night. We were taping a political show last night, and it was getting passed around, and I said, yeah, I'm going to pass tonight. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow. Puff, puff, pass.
How many bottles of wine do you think you can down in one night?
In one night, I can do two if I don't want to do anything the next day.
Really?
Yeah.
See, I did two last night, and I feel like $1 million today.
Yeah, I mean, she'll do five, and she gets up in the morning,
but
right?
But see, I've got much more experience behind me than you do. I'm at the point now where if I have a couple of drinks, I will wake up in the middle of the night now, because alcohol does a double whammy. At first, it's a depressant, then a stimulant on your central nervous system.
Really?
So, so now, it, you know, if I have more than two glasses of wine, I know that I'm gonna have a lousy night's sleep. At about 2 a.m, I'm gonna be wide awake.
See, right. That's why you have to drink so much that you know your stomach can hold so much, and then it only can your bloodstream can only absorb so much at a certain time. So if you drink enough to have it continually going through your system, by the time you wake up, you're still digesting it and processing it. Then you'll sleep through the night like a baby.
But I want to keep my wife.
Oh.
And I have to get up at 5 o'clock every morning to start producing my show.
Yeah. You
see, I actually
some people have commitments, Susie.
I have commitments.
Like what?
Issues.
It all sounds like fun and games from 2 to 4, but yeah, there's like 6 hours that go into putting that together now.
Commitment issues.
I know you really do work on your show. That's awesome. And it comes across as that.
Thank you. We don't do a
goddamn thing for our show.
We don't fucking know what the hell we're going
to
talk about.
I'll tell you, when people say, you know, dear, are there any shows that I can listen to, your past shows? I say, yeah, start from about October. Everything before October, just no. Just let's throw shit against the wall, see what happens.
Yeah. Well, don't miss Johnny Dam every weekday at 2 o'clock.
Actually, today we're going to be talking about the woman that got mauled by her friend's 200-pound chimp.
No.
We're going to talk about Suge Knight getting beat on by some other rappers. We're going to talk about the state and the budget deficit that's going on. So, there's some stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
There's some
stuff. By the way, today is...
Oh, the beheading, too. We're going to talk about the beheading.
Oh, that sounds
good. What beheading?
The owner of a Muslim cable station in New York... who started the station to break the stereotypes of Muslims, beheaded his wife because she's divorcing him.
Shut the fuck up.
He forgot to look up what it meant to break the stereotypes.
Well, she wasn't listening.
Oh, my God.
It's on my Facebook page. Go look it up.
She didn't do the fucking dishes.
She didn't listen.
No, she filed for divorce on January 6th, and the police had been to their residence several times since then for domestic disputes, which means you should have got the fuck out of the house. And he beheaded her at the TV station.
Wow.
Holy fuck.
Yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. That's Muslims for you, man. Anyway, Johnny, thanks a lot for sitting in.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Don't even get me started on the Jews.
No. And Johnny will probably sit in. I'm sure you will after Susie's gone if I invite you.
Oh, yeah,
stuff,
of course.
Right?
Yeah. Yes, I will.
Yeah. So we're going to have a lot of fun. Susie's not going to be here by her choice. And I don't want to see any tears.
I'm not going to cry yet.
Okay, good.
Stop by the station. I'll be finger-banging her in the back of a Mini Cooper.
Yeah. I just think you're waiting for someone to tell you, please don't go, Susie.
Everyone's telling me, please don't go.
Really? And maybe that's what you like, you see?
How about get the fuck out of here?
Yeah.
I'm going.
There we go.
All right.
What,
so,
you're still here?
Yeah.
I want to see UGG boot prints on the way out that door. Let's go.
Okay, so we're all getting the fuck out of here, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam and Susie in the Morning, which airs every weekday at 9 a.m. Pacific. To contact the show, please email your question or comment to sam@latalkradio.com or susie@latalkradio.com. A complete list of all past shows can be found on our archives page and on iTunes. For sponsorship or advertising information, email us at info@latalkradio.com. Sam and Susie in the Morning is a presentation of LA Talk Radio at latalkradio.com. LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.